been a winner of these type of systems referred to as Alberta Clippers that are coming out of Alberta, Canada, and as they progress across the area, typically they give us a little bit of light snow and a lot of wind, and obviously we've had a lot of wind this winter. And the ones that are coming through lately, like last night, and then also that's forecast for this week, again, Thursday night as well as Friday night, it's going to give us some snow, but the good thing is not as much wind as what we've seen earlier this year.
Some people say, oh, what a long winter it's been, but really, we didn't set any record lows. Yeah, it's been cold. Do you think it's been more windy than usual?
Well, you know, it has been a little bit windier, especially the month of January. There's no doubt about that. People have been saying how cold January was. Well, when you're looking back at the records, we didn't even break the top 40 for the coldest Januarys on record here in Sioux Falls. We had 17 days during the month of January that was above freezing for highs, and it just doesn't seem like it was that warm. Well, most of those highs occurred during the overnight hours, not during the day. Our perception was that it's been a very cold, long, windy winter. And I would say it's been a long, windy winter, but not necessarily cold.
Now, as we look down the road, I see some temperatures. We're talking 40, well above normal.
Well, it's been that warming trend that we've been hoping and praying for so long is finally arriving. It looks like beginning this weekend, we're going to start having temperatures, high temperatures above normal. And that trend looks like it's going to continue on into next week. And if we look even a little bit further out, long-term-wise, it does look like for the rest of the month of February, we're going to have high temperatures above normal, which is something that's kind of nice to be able to say.
Now, that probably would signal the end of the Alberta Clippers. However, could it signal the beginning of things out of the Southwest?
This time of year, we start moving things a little bit different as far as the storm pattern is concerned. And when those storms start coming out of the Southwest and working with more moisture, we get into our heaviest snow weather patterns that we typically see in the month of March and April. Right now, we're not seeing that develop, but I can tell you it does look like March right now. And I hate to give you bad news after giving you such good news, is that it looks like temperatures are going to be below normal. So we'll have to deal with that, but I don't think we're going to have to deal with the Clipper systems that we've been dealing with all winter long.
I see your weather awareness training sessions are out. Tell us about those, Todd. What's the goal here?
Well, the goal is just to make the general public a little bit safer when it comes to severe weather this spring and summer. We all know too well that when the sirens go off, people don't go into the basements. They go outside looking for it. So this is a method to give you some information to help you assess your threat, assess your danger at that point in time. These sessions are totally free. They're open to the public. And I can guarantee you, as I've said many years before, that you will never look at clouds the same way. And you know, we also want to make sure that people understand that the dangers of doing something like this. We've lost a lot of good people this past year, even a good close friend of mine that I trained a number of years ago, Tim Samaras, that was killed by doing something like this. So we want to make sure people understand the threat, but also have a little bit more knowledge to assess their safety for themselves and their family.
And the one coming up, these are all in April, right?
Yeah, they're all in April. There may be a few in May yet, and a couple of them have not been scheduled yet, but the one here in Sioux Falls has been scheduled for April 21st. It's at the Washington Pavilion at the Great Hall once again. And again, these things are open and totally free to the public, so stop on by, and no need to pre-register. Just stop on by and expect to have a good time and walk away learning something that you may not have known before.
And on the 21st, you're right smack dab in the middle, or the beginning of, I should say, Severe Weather Awareness Week. And what do we need to do then?
Well, that's the whole purpose of having these sessions, that start of Awareness Week, is to, again, to raise everyone's awareness that we're heading out of winter into severe weather season. And that's the time to start preparing your family and friends for the onset of severe weather season. And what a better way to do that than coming to a severe weather awareness training session at the Pavilion on the night of the 21st.